We continue our conversations about California's ambitious climate action goals. One goal is to make all new cars sold in the state zero carbon emission vehicles by 2035. That means more electric cars and a lot more car batteries that will need to be reused or recycled. KPBS science and technology reporter Thomas Fudge has the story.
A lab at San Diego State University is filled with bundles of wires, some of them testing battery cells. Near the center of the room is a black steel case containing about 300 cells and weighing more than 1,000 pounds. It's a car battery that once inhabited a Nissan Leaf. Now imagine about 1 million battery cases like that being dumped into California's waste and recycling stream every year, as electric vehicles and their batteries reach the end of their lives. That's what could happen soon after 2035, when all new cars sold in California must be zero carbon emission, based on an executive order by Governor Newsom. San Diego State Electrical Engineering Professor Chris Mee is one person looking for an answer to the battery question.
Some of them may have enough power or energy capacity that we can use it for energy storage projects. Because if you extend the life for another 10 years, you delay the whole life cycle of those batteries, right?
When Mee speaks about using the batteries for energy storage, he's talking about storing solar energy. That would turn car batteries into solar energy banks for businesses and agencies that can make withdrawals whenever the sun doesn't shine. Kevin Wood, professor of mechanical engineering at SDSU, is also working on the demonstration project that's funded by the California Energy Commission. He says lithium-ion car batteries are typically retired when an electric car loses that crucial mileage range. But the batteries still have 60 to 80% of their energy life left.
So why don't we try and utilize those batteries, right? And use those systems that we already have in place, that there's no extra energy input required, right? And use those for grid scale energy storage. I mean, that's the idea.
California is leading the way in the use of electric vehicles. The governor's office reports California has 10% of the nation's cars, but 40% of all zero emission cars. Caroline Godkin is the Deputy Secretary for Environmental Policy at the Cal EPA, and for 2 years, she's been leading the Lithium-Ion Car Battery Advisory Group. Godkin says used-up EV car batteries are hazardous waste, and their elements ultimately need to be recycled, even if they have a second life as an energy storage vessel. But there's another good reason to recycle them.
As we think about our circular economy, and particularly the critical materials which are in these batteries, they're also a source of these critical materials to be put back into the manufacturing process.
Those valuable materials include lithium, cobalt, nickel, and manganese, all of which have to be mined. Scientists Chris Mee and Kevin Wood say one key issue is finding a way to make battery reuse economically feasible. Wood says China exports newly minted lithium-ion phosphate batteries. They're not as good as car batteries, but they're quite inexpensive and good enough to use for solar energy storage. Wood says it may not make sense to customers to buy a repurposed car battery when a new one from China will cost not much more.
And we have to figure out how to minimize cost. Specifically when we're talking about grid scale storage, right? Sustainability and cost are two really, really important things. And they're not always correlated, right? Sustainability, a lot of times costs more money. And the reality of the situation is cost a lot of times wins.
Cal EPA's Car Battery Advisory Group expects to finalize its report on reuse and recycling of batteries this month. Then it'll be passed on to the California legislature with the expectation that new laws will follow. Some big questions remain, like who will be responsible for reusing and recycling these batteries? Wood says that is one of several challenging debates people will have before 2035, when all new cars in California will have to be zero carbon emission.
Joining me is KPBS science and technology reporter Thomas Fudge. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hi, Maureen.
Now, California has a lot of zero-emission vehicles on the roads already. So what happens to the used batteries now?
I did ask somebody with Cal EPA that very question. Well, what happens to them now? And she started by saying that we are not seeing yet large-scale retirements of these batteries because electric cars have just not been on the road for that long, but we are seeing some retirements of them. She said in some situations, the car manufacturer is taking responsibility for them. In other situations, the car is dismantled and the dismantler will find a way to recycle the batteries. And in other situations, they are ending, you know, this is kind of the worst case scenarios. In some situations, they are ending up in the waste stream.
How long does an average EV battery last these days?
Well, that kind of depends on the driver who is driving the car, because the expectation is these EV car batteries will last about 10 years. It is suggested that they be swapped out when they get down to 80% of their original power. But you know how people are. I mean, they put it off and they may wait until it's down to 60% of its original power. But eventually, you do want to get rid of an old battery because your electric car doesn't have the range that it normally has. It doesn't have the spunk that it normally has. And that's when your average person is going to swap it out.
Well, as your report tells us, apparently having tons of old deteriorating electric car batteries in our landfills is not the environmentally friendly outcome California is looking for. What hazardous materials might leach out of those batteries?
These batteries are made from heavy metals that are mined before they're put into the battery. That's a good point to make because the mining does take a lot of energy and is not environmentally friendly itself. But these batteries contain cobalt, lithium, manganese, all of which are heavy metals that are toxic depending on the amount that you're exposed to. So, right, you can't just take these battery packs and put them in the landfill. They do have to ultimately be recycled.
So why isn't that the plan? Why not just recycled old batteries? Why do researchers want to turn them into solar storage units?
Well, you could just recycle them. And recycling is not a bad thing to do. Of course, you are retrieving, by recycling it, you're retrieving these heavy metals and hopefully putting them back to use again. But to go immediately to recycling after it's done being a car battery doesn't make a lot of sense, because that means that the life of the battery is going to be very short. When it actually has, when it's taken out of a car, it actually has quite a bit of life left. And so a lot of people are saying, well, why just throw those away? Let's find a second use for them.
If old electric car batteries were used to store solar energy, where would they be kept?
They would be on-site solar storage. In other words, let's say a business or an institution. We're not talking about homeowners here. They wouldn't really be using these kinds of batteries because they would be a little bit too big for a homeowner. But let's say a business wants to store solar energy. They have solar panels and they want to be able to use that solar energy when the sun don't shine, right? The EV battery could become like a bank, an energy bank that a business can make withdrawals from. And so it would be on-site storage. That's kind of what these folks imagine.
Now, are researchers envisioning a whole new industry developing to reclaim and reuse these EV batteries?
Well, I think a whole new industry would have to exist. I was talking with Chris Mee, who's an engineering professor at San Diego State, about this, and I asked him, well, do you imagine there would be factories that are doing what you are doing in your research demonstration project? And what he is doing is finding a way to take these old car batteries and turn them into energy storage units. And he said, yes, there would have to be factories to do this if we're going to do it on the scale that is going to be able to handle approximately 1 million car batteries that are retired every year in the state of California. Where the money would come from to create those factories, all of those questions have yet to be answered. And there are a lot of big questions that still need to be answered when it comes to reusing these car batteries.
Yeah, apparently you tell us California lawmakers will be using the information from the Cal EPA Battery Advisory Group. So are they expected to enact new laws governing the disposal of EV batteries?
Well, I think if this system is going to happen, they will have to. There are going to have to be some changes in statute if we are going to require that these batteries be reused and recycled. This really is a bridge that we haven't crossed yet. And the big questions are, how is that going to happen? You mentioned that the Car Battery Advisory Group from Cal EPA is going to be finishing up their study, their report, and that report is going to be done this month. After that, it's handed over to the legislature. And what happens then? Well, I guess we'll just have to see.
I've been speaking with KPBS science and technology reporter Thomas Fudge. Tom, thank you.
Thank you, Maureen.